talk about playing Wells Fargo. You played there before, high school.
I got a lot of experience there. I mean, a lot of good times, not so good, but a lot of memories there.
Let's talk about what you've seen maybe on tape or film with UNI and what do you know of them and what you're going to go.
We're introducing them today, so we haven't watched much film on them so far. But we know they're tough. They're going to bring it at us. I mean, they got good shooters, and they got good low post threats. I mean, they're a good all-around team.
Are you familiar with a lot of their players through AAU, some of the guys?
A couple. One or two. Not too many of them, but I know they got talent. So, I mean, that's all that really matters.
Do you remember much of anything from watching last year's game when they played against the Seahawks?
I did watch. It was a crazy game. It really was. A lot of technicals, a lot of 50-50 calls, if you will. I mean, a lot of calls that could have gone either way. And I know we didn't come out with the win. So, I mean, that's the most important thing, and we're hoping to change that.
I guess you've really seemed to find your groove offensively these last couple games. And I guess down in the paint, what's been different for you over the last week or so? I mean, what are some things you've been doing a little bit better maybe than you were early in the season?
I feel like I've been playing the same game all around this whole year. I've gotten more comfortable, though, that's for sure. And I'm just trying to learn day by day and just gain experience and see what happens. My post moves have been going well. They've been knocking the shots down, and I think that might be the difference in the beginning of the year.
You took your last game as a challenge because of the rebounding prowess that Iowa State has. What do you think this game? I mean, they like to run a half-court set. It's going to put a lot of pressure on you. Do you feel like this is another challenge for you?
Yeah, it's a contrast of styles. Our offense and their offense is different. And we're going to see who can try to outwill them. And we're obviously going to need to control the glass. I mean, that's what they want to do. So, I mean, we've got to do what we need to do to win, and I think we will.
You may have to play out a little more out in the perimeter area. That comfortable for you?
Yeah, I mean, if I can be in the game, I'm going to do whatever coach needs me to do. So, I mean, if that means guarding on the perimeter, that's what I'm going to have to do. And I'm going to try to play as much as I can. So, I mean, if I can't guard the perimeter, I'm not going to be in. And so that's a challenge for me to do, and hopefully I can get it done.
When you first came here, did you expect that by this point of the season you guys would have three freshmen in the starting
lineup? I can't say I did. I mean, I really can't. I mean, that's not very many teams probably in Division I can say they have three freshmen starting right now. So, I mean, it's a challenge for us because we don't have much experience, but it's also – it's kind of – I don't know. I wouldn't know how to put it, but it's a learning experience for us in the sense that I mean, we're playing against great teams every night out. So, I mean, we got to keep bringing it, and we got veterans that are helping us through.
Do you like the idea of playing against them in Wells Fargo as opposed to at home?
I mean, I love Carver. So, I mean, I love to play him here. But like I said before, Wells Fargo has a lot of memories for me. And so it's going to be great to get back there and hopefully get a win. Because last time I was there, we didn't win. And hopefully we come out with a win against a good team.
Expected to hear any stories from Eric May about his three-pointer, you know, to win the state
championship. Right. I was actually there for that game. So I remember that pretty well. And I'm sure he's going to have a couple things to say when he walks back in that gym.